Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
What is going on? Welcome to a brand new week of Evan and Tiki on The Fan for the next 4.5 hours. An incredibly busy show today. The great Joe Beningo will join us at 4 o'clock, the season debut of 25 in 25, where the committee will announce the top most memorable moments in New York sports from the year that was. Why I feel more confident about Mike Tomlin coaching the Giants next year than ever before. We got a lot of football to get to. I was at MetLife Stadium yesterday, Tiki, and I've been a Jet fan since I was like 6. It was the most depressing, down feeling I think I've ever had as a fan for a myriad of reasons. Not only was it non-competitive, not only were there a lot of Dolphin fans there, but it felt hopeless, especially at the quarterback position, especially with Tyrod Taylor throwing a brutal pick, then getting hurt. Here's Brady Cook. It was just an unmitigated depression is the way I would define those 3 hours. Now, the previous night, I literally sat there and watched Ohio State, Indiana, not because I gave a rat's patoot about who was going to win the Big Ten championship.
Nor not that it mattered.
Right. It didn't even matter.
Because they're both right where they need to be.
I watched it to see Fernando Mendoza. And I don't know, Teak, if I'm just being desperate, if I'm just being, you know, someone who is so parched for water, even like room temperature stinky water tastes good. But Fernando Mendoza reeks like the answer. He reeks like the kind of personality and the kind of talent that really can change everything for a franchise that just feels boring and dead right
now. So the Jets are in they're in the worst position because not only do they not have the quarterback, and I'm talking about this season. Forget what's going to happen next year. We'll get to that in a second. They don't have the quarterback this year. It feels like the offensive coordinator is overmatched. They're playing games against teams that they should at least be competitive against. And they go 3-and-out, 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 and it's 21-0 before you even blink until Isaiah Smith returns a punt back for a touchdown.
Isaiah Williams, he's the best story of the Jets this season.
He really is.
I know.
The second one, he had a good kickoff to start the game. I mean, other than Isaiah Williams, what the hell are you watching this team for? So they're in a bad spot because their quarterback stinks, but they also don't feel watchable.
They don't.
It's one thing, like the Giants also stink. They're watchable. Right? You want to watch their quarterback play. You want to watch some of the defense try to, I don't know, get their act together. The Jets are not watchable at this point. And so the only thing you can do as a fan is think towards next year. And there's still four games left.
I know. I know. And I spent Saturday night, and I was on DVR, and I started from the beginning, and I honestly could not care about the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pretend about, oh, Notre Dame didn't make it. Oh, I'm so bad. I don't care. I care about my football team.
Well,
and
Virginia
I care.
Crap the bed.
I heard about that, yeah. And then Duke wins, but they're not in the playoffs. I don't know.
And James Madison's in the ACC. Go home.
Yeah. I don't get any of it. But what I get is, who's going to be on my team next year? And here are the things about Fernando Mendoza. And again, maybe I'm just desperate. Maybe this is where this comes from. He's got the size. He's got the athleticism. He's got really good accuracy, has good touch. He's smart. Mm-hmm. He made the plays when he needed to in that game against Ohio State. And so I think from a physicality standpoint, I think he's got the tools to be a really good quarterback in this league.
Right.
I'm not saying Patrick Mahomes. I don't think he needs to be Patrick Mahomes. But he has the skill set on the next level to be a really good quarterback.
Of course. He's got all the skill sets. He's got the arm talent, size, acumen, you know, smarts, etc. What worries you then?
Nothing worries me. I'll tell you what excites me. That personality. Because I think the other challenge that you face when coming to the Jets, not just New York, the Jets, is you almost need to be different.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just be a really good, solid prospect. Like, you've got to be so different. And I listen to him in his postgame. He is like, he's like me on steroids. He's a geek.
Or he's quirky.
And he's quirky.
And he's geeky. And
I think that's what we need.
But he also, when he gets excited, that's what makes me laugh. Because it's almost like he's trying to be cool, but you feel the geek coming out in him. But it's cool because it's real. It's organic to him. It's not like he's faking it in any capacity at all. He's just being who he is. He thinks what he's doing is cool. And sometimes it I guess it is because he's good, but other times you just want to laugh at him. But I think that's not a bad thing. As long as it's organic.
That may be what we need. I mean, you think about all the different quarterbacks that have walked through that door and tried to be the savior. Mark Sanchez was the coolest guy in the world. He really was.
Yeah,
he was suave. Definitely. He was Mark Sanchez. He was good looking. He was going to get all the babes. He's this. He's that. You know, Sam Darnold was the ultra talent, right? The Southern California guy, or at least he appeared that way, going to USC. And then you got Zach Wilson, who's the nice, good Mormon kid from Utah. And then you've got Fernando Mendoza, who I've heard a lot of comps on Fernando Mendoza, and probably my favorite one was from Will Compton, who hosts that podcast, Bussin' with the Boys, in which I think he said he is a Kirk Cousins on crack, I think is what he called him.
What does that even mean? Kirk Cousins on crack?
I think it means that he's geeky, he's smart, he's passionate, and it's all to an 11. If you didn't hear, because I spent my Saturday night and even Sunday like breaking down Fernando Mendoza speaking, because jokes aside, that's a big part of quarterbacking in this town.
Yeah.
Answering the questions, talking to the media, talking to the fans. Of course it's about performance, we all know that, but it's about dealing with everything else. Here's Fernando Mendoza, if you haven't seen it, after beating the Buckeyes in the Big Ten Championship. And tell me with a straight face, you're not falling in love with this, dweeb.
Oh, congratulations. Indiana, the Big Ten champs. How does that sound?
It sounds so beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, and we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go!
You guys call yourself a bunch of misfits who found the right home at Indiana. Why was this the right place for this group?
It's the right place for process oriented. We're going day by day, whether it's the offensive line, the defense, the coaches, special teams, we're all process oriented to one goal. That's our thing, is we're brothers. We can drag teams into the deep end because we know that we're going to stick together and we're the strongest glue ever.
Tell me about finding Charlie Becker, third down, 2 minutes to go. We talk about Heisman moments, but take me through that one.
What an incredible, Charlie's been, but he's been every single day in summer. We were always throw before practice, before at 7 a.m. on Sundays, doing spots, doing routes, and now you see it to come to fruition. He's my roommate, couldn't be happy for such a young man as well as our defense playing lights out, and well, everybody just, what an incredible moment.
Congratulations. Enjoy it.
Thank you so much. God bless. Go Hoosiers.
We're the flipping champions.
I felt like it was a Harold Dean moment coming. I was just waiting for that.
Do you like it, though?
It's just funny. It's entertaining. And it's real. I'm sure as his teammates, you're probably laughing at him at the same time as picking him up and carrying him to the bar afterwards, even though he probably doesn't drink. But whatever. He just feels like he's authentic.
Well, what I was
it's
so
real. It's not. He's not faking that.
What I was so curious about was, at least for me, maybe some others, maybe some draft Knicks or college football fans knew about him a year ago when he was playing at, Stanford, mm-hmm. California? He was at Cal, right? He was at Cal is where he played.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You guys don't even know.
I have no idea.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, I know he got accepted to Yale first. I forgot where he played.
These guys don't even know, the college football fans. So he's playing for Cal last year, and I was curious, was he the same personality?
Yeah, he was Cal, by the way.
Okay. Like, what is this new? Is this shtick? Like, I don't know him well enough.
He had a better season? No, not really. Yards-wise, not touchdowns-wise.
Well, he led Cal to a big victory over Stanford and their big rivals. Mm-hmm. And so I found his interview after that game.
Oh, really?
Just to compare Mendoza from a year ago to Mendoza from now and see if he's genuinely the same guy. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's Fernando Mendoza from a year ago. This is when he quarterbacked Cal to a big victory over Stanford.
Hey, first of all, I want to give all the glory to God. That was an amazing comeback. It's a testament.
For you.
We worked so hard for this. I thought I'd get emotional, but it's so hard. We've, as an offense, we've done everything that we possibly could have throughout the summer to being down, having a close game. This has to be the most special moment in my life today.
Look around at these fans in this moment. What will you remember most from this victory today?
I remember going 98 yards, my boys. 98 yards at that moment. We told them, this is why we did the camping trip. This is why we did every Saturday walkthrough. This is why we stayed late. night till 9 p.m. watching film together. And so that meant so much to me to go 98 yards against a defense that's been playing great. And we ended up scoring in the clutch.
I love this guy. I don't know how you don't love this guy.
Of course you would love him. It feels like it's the same thing.
But doesn't that make him genuine?
It is genuine, but kind of odd he's that excited about going 6-6.
Well, that's what excites me, because as I'm listening to this, and as I was listening to it over the weekend, and as I was sitting there for 3 hours on a cold day at MetLife Stadium watching Brady Cook miss open receivers, I thought about that man turning the Jets into a competitive team, and his post-game interview after beating the Dolphins to improve our record to 5-7, and him go, 5-7, this is the greatest feeling. I love these guys. Garrett Wilson, me and him hugged last night. He's my boy. Like, I can almost picture it. And in a weird way, if the Jets are going to finally find their franchise quarterback, maybe that's the personality that they need. An over-the-top
all right, geek. So here's the question. Is that working in New York?
I think so.
Is that being accepted in New York?
Yes.
Everybody in New York has to present as cool, right? Calm, collected, like fully aware of the moment. That's what New York craves. And I think from a fan base standpoint, from a just who we look up to standpoint, it would be so outside of what New York has typically accepted as stars.
I will give you an example right now to prove you how wrong you are.
Go ahead.
And it's perfect timing on this Monday, December 8th, the first full day of the winter meetings. Wouldn't you think Pete Alonso was sort of similar? Doesn't Pete Alonso have that same doofiness factor?
Not that excited doofiness factor.
Not on the same level?
Not on the excitement level. Even though we don't hear him when he's, humping the railing or doing those other things, but he's probably very similar. But I don't know. Pete Alonso doesn't feel like he's not a nerd. Fernando Mendoza is like genius.
Yeah, which, by the way,
certified, like, he's truly a genius.
And how great is that, especially when you are facing learning the toughest position in the toughest league in all of sports?
Yeah.
Like, it takes a work ethic to be great in this league. You know that as well as anybody.
Of course.
And so I think the challenge of quarterbacking the New York Jets, and so many people have been called upon over the last few decades. I've went through some of the names. Some of them had levels of success. Some didn't. He does feel so unique and so different. And yet so perfect.
Yeah.
Like, on a lot of levels. I mean, think about Indiana as a program. He turned the Indiana Hoosiers into a legitimate national championship contender. If I asked you 5 years ago, what has a better chance of happening, the Jets turning into a perennial playoff contender or the Hoosiers competing for a national championship in college football, wouldn't you guys actually say the Jets?
No, definitely.
Yes.
Right. And it's especially because when you look at Fernando Mendoza, you're not going to get blown away by his, completion percentage, stats. Like, even, like, it's not overly impressive, but he just wins.
Well, and that's...
And there's something to that.
That's the thing that jumps out at me. Like, I know the fantasy is to draft a quarterback and have that guy be top three or top five. I'm not telling you Mendoza even projects to be that. I think he projects to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Yeah, he's not Pat Mahomes, who came in with a handful of 500-yard games in college.
Right.
And just had this skill level that was stupid, where he could take over a game and exercise his will on the opponent. That's not Fernando Mendoza. But there is a leadership about him, and there is a winning quotient about him that is appealing. Like, it's something you have to explore, even though it feels like, man, I don't know if that'll work in New York.
Well, first of all, why do you say that?
Just because it's odd. It's not typical New York. Think about the New York star. Who has been the nerdy New York star? I'm being honest. Like, who's tell me one.
Damn it, I gotta think about that.
Tiki Barber.
Right. But you didn't know that. You didn't know that until you knew me.
So, I mean, Eli Manning isn't the coolest guy in the world.
But he didn't exude it like that.
Yeah.
Outspoken nerdiness is different than internal nerdiness.
Yes. I was an internal nerd.
Right.
Nobody knew I was a nerd, but I absolutely was.
I think in a weird way, because the Jets are so depressing, and that's really the word I would describe to really kind of explain the New York Jets' status right now in 2025. They're a depressing franchise.
Yeah.
The building is empty. They're lifeless. They got blown out yesterday. It's just they're boring, dull, and depressing.
The New York Jets suck.
And he does feel so unique and so different. And that, to me, is what makes him so perfect. And we have to have eyes wide open. I'm not suggesting he's Patrick Mahomes. I'm not suggesting he's going to be the best quarterback in the world. But right. if you can be a solid top 10 quarterback in this league who wins games, who brings the Jets back to relevance, and oh, yeah, shows you that real emotion. Because that all sounded real to me, man.
Yeah.
That didn't sound fake. Oh, that didn't sound pretend.
It was definitely real. It just it wasn't cool.
But you know what was cool in that game? And this is another thing that needs to kind of put a peg in how good Fernando Mendoza is. Anybody who watched that game from the beginning, Fernando Mendoza took one of the most vicious hits we saw all weekend on the football field, left for a play. Oh, by the way, his backup quarterback's his brother, so that wasn't confusing at all when he comes in with Mendoza. And he came right back in after one play when everybody thought he was done for the game.
Right.
Isn't there something to do with toughness on the field like that?
I don't think there's any question that he has toughness. He has smarts.
Mm-hmm.
He has really good physical traits.
Yep.
He works his ass off. Like, he's helped turn, I don't want to say it's all on him, he's helped turn a program that was never known for college football into a school that could legitimately win a national championship.
Right.
Like, on a lot
of... probably going to be the favorite.
Yeah. On a lot of levels, isn't he everything we've been waiting for as Jet fans? Like, what have we been waiting for?
Right.
I mean, it's not
that. Or something different. Not the typical, not the Mark Sanchez of the world who fits the role and is the perfect, you know... SC quarterback. You're looking for, I don't know, something uniquely Jets, and this could be that. Now, the question is, do Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji and even Tanner Engstrand, if he keeps his job as the offensive coordinator, do they look at Fernando Mendoza and say, this fits our ideal of what we want our quarterback to look like?
Right.
That's what we don't know.
No,
because I'm trying to think of Aaron Glenn. I mean, think about how Aaron Glenn talks.
Aaron Glenn is cool, by the way.
Yeah,
how say what you want about him.
Presents
right.
and carries himself, and now throw Fernando Mendoza as his quarterback. Does that work? I don't know, but it has to in order for it to be a good marriage between quarterback and head coach.
I fell in love. That's how I felt Saturday night. And then I was even more loved Sunday when I watched the garbage that I watched for 3 hours. He feels like the answer. But Jet fans, I've got bad news for you. We'll get your calls in a minute, 888-808-1019. But what if I told you that Fernando Mendoza was so impressive on Saturday night, a prominent Giants legend now wants to trade Jackson Dart and draft Fernando Mendoza?
Stop.
We'll get to who that person is. And if they're right for feeling that way. Plus, Jet fans, do you agree? Is he the guy that could turn this woe-be-gone franchise around? 888-808-1019. We are live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I am wearing an L because I either predicted or reported, however you want to take it, that Edwin Diaz would be a Met on Friday. I was wrong. I'm owning up to it. I'm wearing it out until Edwin Diaz signs. Evan and Tiki on the Fan. I'm not sure if Tiki's aware. Do you know which Giant legend came out and said that they would trade Jackson Dart and just draft Fernando Mendoza if they're in position to do it?
No, but can we disown him?
Oh, you want to disown him? So you're saying you want to disown the Giant legend who said that. Well, that's awkward now because the Giant legend who said that is Tiki Barber.
That's not true.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is from Evan and Tiki just a few short weeks ago. So the question is, I'll go as far as it takes. When will one of the three of you break and say, screw it, I'll draft him and trade Jackson Dart?
If he beats Julian Sain in Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship.
I'm sorry, was that Tiki Barber?
No, that was bad Tiki.
Okay.
That was not me.
Did Fernando
Mendoza? Those words never came out of my mouth.
Did Fernando Mendoza beat Julian Sain in Ohio State on Saturday?
They did indeed.
So what you're saying is you want to walk back those comments?
Yes, I stand corrected, or I sit corrected right now. There is no way I'm moving on from Jackson Dart for Fernando Mendoza.
Okay.
Especially the super nerd that he is projecting to be. Because I like my super cool quarterback.
That's the other thing this town will be on super load with. We'll get the really cool Jackson Dart who's dating a model now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She's something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you got Fernando Mendoza.
Now I got to look. Now you put me in a rabbit hole.
You'll never get out of this one.
It was probably a very good bye week.
It's funny. I was saying to Sean before the show, do you think Tiki will pick up that the Giant legend I'm referring to is him?
No, I forgot. Completely forgot.
Yeah. And Sean was like, I think he knows. I could tell by his look. I think he knows. Then when you said, I want to disown that person, I'm like, oh, yeah. It's not Eli Manning. It's not Brandon Jacobs. It's you. Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. John is in Huntington. Good afternoon, John.
Hey, what's up, guys? If you ever, I don't know if you ever caught a video of the guy Robert Frank in his workout videos. He sounds exactly like him. It's really hilarious. Almost
what
like,
was his name? What was his name, John? Like,
who you, what, Robert it? Frank.
Robert Frank. So it's almost like, yeah, WWE. It's
he puts out these really funny videos, that like workout videos, and they sound exactly alike, the two of them.
Nice.
But I mean, maybe that's where he got it from. Yeah, I think he did. Honestly, I really do. I believe he did, because it's like it's such a unique way of talking that like it was hysterical to me. He's not as geeky, but they talk exactly the same.
Well, this dude is jacked.
If you get him, dude, check it out.
Yeah, I'm watching videos of Robert Frank right now at the gym.
This dude is jacked.
He's very intense, though, like Mendoza is. He definitely has that intensity.
But you
got
to hear him talk. It's hysterical.
All right.
But I was wondering, how big of a gag do you think that kick was the kid missed on Ohio State the other day?
I don't know, man. It was an interesting decision, because if you're playing for something that really means something, are you playing it that conservatively if you're Ryan Day? And the challenge, and we talked about this in our pre-show meeting, the way that this Big Ten championship set up, only because Ohio State was number one all season long and Indiana was number two basically all season long, that Big Ten championship didn't mean anything.
Right.
I mean, yes, Ohio State lost, and they fell to number two.
But what does that even mean?
And they get a bye.
Right.
And I don't know the matchup situation, but for all I know, he could have been saying, you know what, if we lose, we lose. It's fine. We're still going to be number two. We'll get a better matchup. I don't know. I'd have to go look and investigate and think about that. But the way that the conference championships played out this weekend, it got screwy with the CFP. It really did. We all know Virginia, my alma mater, lost to Duke. Duke is not going to the college football playoff, obviously. And there shouldn't be an ACC representative. But they jumped Miami over Notre Dame to get an ACC representative. Notre Dame technically is not in the ACC, even though they play an ACC schedule. But it's wonky right now. And so I don't even know what to trust when it comes to the CFP.
No, and there is a chance in 4 weeks' time, or 5 weeks' time now, that Ohio State could play Indiana again in a rematch for the national championship. Right. So you wonder how vanilla you may actually get on a game like Saturday is. Do you think that Mendoza's performance in the college football playoff for the bad could actually change the way people view him right now and how high he'll be drafted?
I mean, maybe.
I thought Saturday helped his stock.
It helped him because he beat Ohio State in a Big Ten championship, and that's a huge deal for Indiana. I mean, they'll relish that forever. Right, no matter what happens in the CFP, they'll relish the fact that they beat Ohio State in a Big Ten championship. It's a huge deal. But then you go back and you look at who Indiana actually beat: Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, Indiana State, Illinois. Tell me when they get to a good team. Iowa, Oregon was the one big win. Michigan State, UCLA, Maryland, Penn State, post firing of the coach. Wisconsin, who's god awful. Purdue, who he didn't really play great against, and then Ohio State. So they beat Oregon and squeaked by Ohio State. So we don't know how good they actually are or how good he actually is. We just see him as a very good leader and has risen his draft stock to be one of the top quarterbacks that's going to be taken in this 2026 draft. But at the end of the day, so much of that is going to be the work that happens after the season when people really get to know who he is.
Let's go to Ryan in Riverhead. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, how you doing, boys?
What's up?
I mean, everyone, I think a better cop for Mendoza is Tim Tebow. Remember, he used to give those passionate, religious laden speeches in college, praising his teammates. I mean, they sound exactly alike, don't you think?
That's interesting.
No, I think the only thing that sounds similar is that they're both deeply religious, but outside of that, I don't know. I get a very different vibe from Mendoza than I get Tim Tebow.
Tim was more calm. I feel like he was more purposeful.
You know what he was?
In his words.
He was very childlike in a lot of ways. I guess you could say Mendoza is like that too.
Yeah.
But the issue I had with Tim Tebow, it's not really an issue with his personality. It was an issue with his skill. Like, I watched him and said, I don't think he can throw the football.
No.
That was the problem.
His skill set wasn't. Fernando Mendoza has an NFL arm.
Yes.
He's got an NFL processing ability. He's been in a somewhat pro-style offense. Tim Tebow was gimmicky. It was a lot of him being an athlete,
RPO stuff, you know, before integrated into the NFL, and he'd get into the league, and it was like, dude, can you even complete a pass?
Yeah, I didn't think he could.
Right.
And that was my biggest issue with Tim Tebow. It wasn't about his personality or anything like that.
He's a great dude. He's one of the greatest dudes in the history of college and professional football.
Yeah, I think the only similarity that one could hear is that they're both deeply religious. Yeah. A lot of people are deeply religious. So I don't sense much anything else being the same between Mendoza and Tim Tebow. Let's go to Lee on Long Island. What's up, Lee?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good.
Before I get to the point, I just want to congratulate all of the New York Jets fans who decided to not go to that game yesterday. unless you're a 5-year-old kid whose radio host father forced you to go.
Do not!
Borderline child abuse at this point, but I just want to congratulate, because I think it's good as just sending a message to Woody Johnson that, as seeing that, and they didn't even show the stadium on TV after a while because it was so empty, it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about the Jets, and you know, you bring in Fernando Mendoza, but I've called you guys a bunch of times. You guys have heard me say kind of the same thing. I don't believe Aaron Glenn is the guy to develop him. And when you saw that team show up yesterday, or if they even showed up yesterday, they were grossly unprepared. The Dolphins not only had 3 touchdown drives in the first 3 drives, they had no third down. They didn't face a third down in those first 3 drives. The Jets didn't even have a first down before it was 21-0. And then they throw a couple passes that don't go their way. And what's it called? You know that they take their foot off the gas at 21-0 in the first quarter.
Right.
They already saw an injury. A-Chain probably could have played a little bit more, but they weren't going to force it in that game. And that team was completely unprepared. And then afterwards, you hear the press conference, and I'm sure you guys are going to get to this. Aaron Glenn had no answers for anything.
No.
And he is clearly looking overmatched.
Right. That was a concerning thing, Lee. When you don't have an answer, that's concerning.
His only answer, and I appreciated this, Lee, was the honest assessment of, I failed the team and I didn't have them ready to play, which is the first thing Aaron Glenn said in his post-game press conference, which was obviously true.
Yeah, because how does that happen in week 14?
I have no idea.
How does that happen when you've won 3 of your last, 5 games? That doesn't make sense to me.
No, none of it made sense because the Dolphins with freaking ease, went up 21-0, and Lee's right. If they wanted to, they could have made it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Jets could not stop the run. There were receivers open all over the place. It was abysmal. I mean, it was, you know, you look at the losses they've had this season. I think this one jumps out at you as the ugliest and really the most depressing.
Right.
That's the key word I take.
Depressing and concerning, because it never felt like Steve Wilks had any idea what he was doing defensively.
No, and I think Aaron Glenn's going to have to really evaluate that at the end of the year. He was pushed on that earlier today about Steve Wilks.
Yeah.
And Aaron said, you know, we'll evaluate everything at the end of the season. But it was just bad.
Yeah.
It was bad on all accounts. But I do have to say this, Lee. I think you got
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This thing backwards. The five-year-old was pressuring the radio host to go to the Jets game. Because
and the five-year-old pressured the radio host to stay.
To stay.
At a Jets
game. I want to know.
So here we are at this ugly, horrible game. It's the middle of the fourth quarter. It's actually early fourth quarter. And I was fortunate enough to coincidentally be sitting in the same section as the great Joe Beningo, who you will hear from at 4 o'clock. Mm. Joe gets up, I think about 6-7 minutes ago. Bro! Yes, Joe. He's like, I'm out of here. What a disaster. I'm out. And I turn to Spence and say, you know, that's our cue. We can leave too.
Uh-huh.
And he said, why? And I said, well, because we lost. And he said, look how much time is left. I'm like, no.
Wow.
Just because there's time left. And so.
How much time? 7 minutes?
It was about 6.5 to 7 minutes to go.
Okay.
And I'm like, it's mathematically over.
Right.
And he did not want to leave.
Mm.
So Lee and everyone else out there, I know the stereotype's going to be, I forced my five-year-old to a horrible Jet game and then forced him to stay. He kept me there. I wanted to leave a half hour earlier. I was done watching that garbage.
Good for Spence.
Yeah, good for him.
If you're going to torture me, Dad, into being a Jet fan, I'm going to torture you and make you stay at a terrible Jet game.
I love it. Some sandpaper on Spence
exactly.
There. You know, real integrity.
Right. I'm a kid. I don't mind this weather.
But Lee is right. There were so many empty seats. It was. That's why the key word, the word of the day, like Sesame Street, it's depressing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the state of the Jets right now.
Yeah.
They are a depressing franchise.
It's become apathy. People have stopped caring about whether or not they win or lose.
1,000%.
And if you're good.
And I think you could hear it real quick. I'm sorry, Sean. I think you could hear it on this radio station. You could hear it from the callers.
Mm.
Like, there's a lack of care now when people talk about the New York Jets.
Right. It's why I said in the first segment that the Jets are in a terrible spot. Because not only are they bad, you don't care. You don't care to watch the game. There's nothing that's interesting to you about this team. I mean, Garrett Wilson's not playing right now, so what do you care about? Maybe Breece Hall? But when you're getting destroyed like that, there's no room for Breece Hall to impact the game.
They also, not to get on a tangent here, and again, I'm sure you'll hear Joe say this at 4 o'clock, can they dial up a screen pass for Breece Hall?
That's right.
Yep. Can they do it once or twice?
Right. Use him as a receiver.
Freaking unbelievable.
Use it in some way.
Yeah.
That was one of the most boring games I've ever watched.
It was boring, it was dull, and it was depressing.
Except for Isaiah Williams.
Yes, that was the highlight of the game. Isaiah Williams.
But on top of that, and I know we did a lot on this last week, they roll out these uniforms like they're going to be cool.
Yeah.
There's nothing cool about wearing those when you get your ass kicked. And what is the skyline they put in the end zone? Was that even Manhattan? What was that?
It was supposed to be Gotham-like.
Yeah. They even screwed up the end zones.
Gotham, which is a farcical city based on English who were jackasses and tried to fool the king by acting. I don't know what, I forgot the story.
But even the execution of that was lame. They couldn't even pull off that right. It just looked lame.
I didn't like the jerseys. I didn't like the logo. Mm-hmm. I don't like the color schemes. The skyline thing in the end zone was not the worst thing. My only issue with the skyline is that you don't play in New York City and you're continuing to pretend like you do.
Mm.
But more than that, it was horrific. They came out and not ready to play.
Right.
And so I appreciate, like, when coaches come out and die on the sword, which Aaron Glenn did in his post-game press conference. He put it all on himself. And Aaron Glenn. What did I say?
John Glenn.
John Glenn?
Yeah. Walking on the moon.
At this point, may as well.
We went.
Aaron Glenn turns around the Jets. It's more impressive.
That's true.
But you can die on the sword all you want, Coach Glenn. At the end of the day, how did it happen? How are you down 21-0? How are there missed tackles all over the place? Drop passes all over the place. How does it happen? And yet it happened. Let's go to Greg in Westchester. What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's up? My son's a little bit older than yours. He's 9. And at halftime, you guys probably didn't see Aaron Glenn, but in that little interview, he goes, yeah, we're going to come out in the second half and play our brand of football. And my 9-year-old says, Dad, I think they are playing their brand of football.
Oh, wow.
Why are you laughing?
Oh, troll.
I mean, he's right. I think your 9-year-old nailed it. He likes to say, we got to play jet football. What is jet football?
That's not defined right now. At least it's not what you want it to be defined as right now. I know what you think it should be, but it's not there yet. You got to do that before you can start claiming.
And I think it was Lee who said it, how he doesn't have any confidence in this coaching staff. Here's the problem I think I'm in and a lot of Jet fans are in. I don't have confidence in them either. Like, what would it be based on? That's why winning is so important. It's why we talked about building a culture and winning games and why it matters. A loss like yesterday sets you back. It sets you back from believing this coaching staff knows what it's doing. Mm-hmm. But there's no evidence that it does. But the answer of blow it up after 1 year, that's a terrible answer too. Yeah. Because this franchise, which is already toxic, would become 10 times more toxic after they're firing a coach after one season. Who's going to take this job? And so I think ultimately we as fans, even if you don't believe in this administration,
you have no choice
but to trust it, because the alternative, in my opinion, Teak, is worse.
Yeah, the worst thing is firing a coach after a year, one and done coach, which we know doesn't. I mean, it worked for New England, but that's because of special circumstances. But it usually does not create winning. It doesn't create this path towards finding success unless you realize that it is a horrific mistake. And I don't know if that's the case yet with Aaron Glenn. It doesn't feel like, oh, man, this guy has no idea what he's doing. Right? When who was the one and done in Arizona?
Steve Wilkes.
Yeah, Wilkes. Exactly. I knew
it was the defensive coordinator.
When he had that job, it felt like he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
And so firing him made a lot of sense. I don't know if it makes sense with Aaron Glenn this early.
Well, but keep this in mind about Arizona and even New England. While Arizona specifically wasn't exactly like this beautiful franchise.
No. And they had front office issues as well.
Right. The Jets right now, if you're ranking all 32 teams, they are the worst franchise in football, and it's probably by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's 15 years now without a postseason spot. They've had one 500 season in the last decade and a half. Like, it is the least appealing job in the world. So when you say, if you say, I don't believe in this coaching staff, let's blow it all up, I don't think people are realizing that no one will take this job. Like, I won't even bore you with bringing up Mike Tomlin's name. Because why would he take it?
Yeah.
Why would anyone with a half a brain take the Jet job at this point over the Giant job? Especially after you fire a coach after 1 year. So
right, they need a stabilizer. They need someone, even if they're not getting you consistently to the postseason, they're making the organization stable.
Yeah.
Right? It takes sometimes special coaches to do that. The perfect and prime example is Sean Payton when he went to the New Orleans Saints. Think about how bad that organization was perceived. And they had a couple of successes here and there, but by and large, they were just a bad organization and a franchise. They get Sean Payton, who had years of experience under some really good coaches, including Bill Belichick Bill Parcells with the Cowboys, and obviously here with the Giants. And then he goes to New Orleans and he changes it, not just the team, but the organization.
Mm.
And so it's almost like the Jets need that in a sense. But who is it?
Well, right now we have no choice. We have to cross our fingers and hope it's Aaron Glenn.
And who wants to do it?
Well, the answer is nobody.
Yeah.
Hence why the only option is to hope it's Aaron Glenn. Dante is in East Brunswick. What's up, Dante?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, as a Giants fan, I was wondering, if the Giants ended up with the first pick and, you know, Jets, obviously, if you're looking to move down, you're looking for a team that has multiple first-round picks. I wouldn't want to be the team that gave the Jets a quarterback. I don't know if that would come into play. If, you know, there would be like some ultimate like major tax between Giants.
But Dante, let me ask you a question. I'm just asking you this question as a Giant fan. All right, so you end up with the number one pick. For those that are not aware, if the season ended today, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. The Giants own the number one pick in the NFL draft. They are number one overall. Let's say the season ends that way. Do you feel that way about other teams? Like, I don't want to give a quarterback to the New Orleans Saints, or I don't want to give a quarterback to the Las Vegas Raiders, or is it simply, I don't want to give a quarterback to the New York Jets?
No, to me, it's just the Jets and division and anybody in your division, obviously for a competitive edge, but the Jets just being in the town,
you know, some people might not care about that, and ultimately, like, the team might not care about that, but I feel like that would have, there would have to be a tax just to really be the reason the Jets, you know, as bad as we've been, I want to keep them down as long as possible.
I respect it. You know. I respect the hell out of that guy because he's admitting it, and this is going to become a conversation. In fact, this was actually a conversation, ready for this?
Go ahead.
In the Morash household, and not from Sean. Mm. Sean's dad, according to sources, wants to get the number one pick so that the opposite of Dante can make a trade with the Jets so that he can laugh at the Jets after they fail to draft a quarterback successfully and then get all their picks.
Yeah, it's no secret that the 65-year-old Bob Morris suddenly has no problem losing games to get the first overall pick because the Jets may be involved, 1,000%.
So think about that. Dante, our last caller, says, hey, look, man, I got to be honest with you. I don't want to risk this. I want to put a tax on the Jets. And then Sean's dad is like, ah, screw it. I can't wait to make a trade with those dopes.
Yeah.
So they could screw it up.
He thinks that's it. He'll just hit every home run with those picks, and the Jets will regret it forever.
From my perspective, and obviously I'm the guy who's drafting the quarterback, mm-hmm. I could care less
who you get it from,
who the trade is made with.
Right.
I agree.
It does not matter.
You just want the quarterback.
I want the quarterback. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't work, I'm going to be bad no matter what. So it doesn't matter if I gave the Giants picks or the Raiders picks or the Titans picks. But I do think that they represent some Giant fans who are going to feel that way.
Right.
I don't think you're going to admit that, though.
No, I'll be honest with you. I want the highest. I don't care if it's the Jets, the Raiders, whatever. Give me as much as possible. And I don't care who gets those picks or if Mendoza turns out to be Montana, as long as my guys are great. That's it.
And that's really the key. Like, here's the thing. If you're the Giants and you end up with the number one overall pick and you trade it, the only thing you better be right about, besides, you know, hitting with the picks you mm-hmm. get, is that Jackson Dart is the guy.
Right. Absolutely.
You don't want to live in a world where years from now, we're going to say, oh, my God, you could have drafted Mendoza.
And that's the thing. If Mendoza ended up being, like, the third best quarterback in football and Jackson Dart was the 10th best quarterback in football, that's still not going to bother me that they made the trade as long as the Giants picks end up being awesome themselves. You know what I mean? Mendoza can be better than Dart as long as Dart is good.
As of right now, there are 3-2-11 teams in football, the New York Giants, the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Tennessee Titans, and they are all separated very in a small, minuscule fashion based on the strength of schedule tiebreaker.
Yeah.
So that's where the Giants are right now. They are tied with two other teams, but they own the tiebreaker. They have the number one pick in the draft. The Jets at 3-10 are tied with four other teams, and they don't have the tiebreaker. In fact, they are fourth on that list of 3-10 teams, hence why they're picking seventh in the draft if the season ended today.
And the Giants are favored Sunday.
And the Giants, look, I think on paper, and we'll get more into this as time goes
by.
Is that
the first time all season?
They were favored in the Saint game.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And if you look at the rest of the schedule, I mean, the Giants play the Raiders. So there are wins to be had, to say the least. Let's go to David in Maplewood. Hey, David.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I, you know something? Glenn is so not the guy. I haven't seen one facet of the Jets team improve in any way the entire season so far.
Special teams.
Matter of fact,
special teams.
And this guy, and this Michi dropping a touchdown. I mean, don't they have coaches to coach the receivers and quarterback coaches? I mean, I don't think he knows how to run the team at all.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I think they've gotten better in special teams.
Yes.
He definitely did not acknowledge that.
Isaiah Williams.
Number two, let's get to the drop passes because he's not wrong about that. The Jets were charged with 6 dropped passes yesterday.
Ouch.
That is the most by any team in any game this season. Why and how does that happen? Because he's putting it on coaches. You tell me how that happens. Why did that happen?
Focus. Bad balls. Some of it is a little bit of both. Tyrod Taylor didn't throw a lot of good balls. The one that was ultimately ruled an interception, that crossing route, who was that? Who is he throwing it to? I'm forgetting now. Whatever it was. It was a shallow cross. It's third down. He's wide open the minute he takes 2 steps into his route. He waits until he's all the way on the other side of the field before he finally throws it. He throws it behind him and ultimately gets up intercepted. So, to me, it's part guys just having drop problems, right? But it's also a quarterback putting the ball where it needs to be.
Look, the one that I'm still thinking of 24 hours later is John Metchie because it was a walk-in touchdown.
Yes.
And Brady Cook actually did something. He was going to get his touchdown pass. It was going to not get the Jets back in the game, but it was a nice moment mm-hmm. at MetLife Stadium. And the aghast that came out of that crowd and my mouth when John Metchie put that one on the ground, that was Again, depressing. Word of the day, depressing. But yeah, according to True Media via Rich Cimini, six drop passes most of any game by any team this season. Coincidentally, the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football put up five. Wow. So they almost matched it. But the worst one was the John Metchie walk-in touchdown. We'll get back to your calls in a minute. Giants, Jets. We'll get to baseball coming up as well with the winter meetings beginning. But when we come back, there was a story that came out the other day about Mike Tomlin. Some feel this eliminates the idea of Mike Tomlin coaching the Giants. I think it makes it more likely that he coaches the Giants. We'll explain why.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.